My name is Annette Bass. I'm from Lucoma. I grew up on a tobacco farm. Lots of work, especially when you're a teenager.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm Fred Bass. I'm from Lucoma. I was raised on a tobacco farm. As she said, it was a lot of work, but they were the good old days.
You want to ask a question?
Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked?
Yeah, I do, because I had migraine headaches when I was young and even right on through high school and college. And he would come out and give me a shot for the headaches, which I greatly appreciated.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. And to bounce off that question, do you remember any, like, natural remedy? So now we have, like, a lot of manufactured, like, pills and stuff like that. Do you remember any, like, natural things they would give you to help you?
No. He just gave me a shot.
Just gave you a shot. Do you remember what was in that shot?
Something to get rid of the headache and to keep me from...
As long as it worked.
As long as it worked.
Do you remember if a doctor ever made a house call to your home?
He came, the doctor that gave me shots for the migraine, he came to the house.
He did.
And both of you guys growing up in Lucoma, did you guys have the same doctor?
No. I had a doctor out of Wilson, Dr. Hunter. He was with the Carolina General Hospital. My mom was an RN at Carolina General Hospital. And they'll come to the house.
That's really interesting. So the first person I interviewed this morning also had Dr. Hunter when he was growing up.
Really?
Yes, and he was from Elm City.
One fine doctor.
That's what he said.
Country doctors were often appreciated because of the deeply familiar relationships they had with their patients. Is the doctor-patient relationship important to you?
Yes.
But bouncing off of that question. So, you know, nowadays we have a lot of, like, public health care with the government providing aid. Do you think moving towards that we have lost the importance of compassion? Because, you know, the private doctors, you know, they all have a first name basis with all of their patients.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming these country doctors, they all knew your family. They knew how old you were, like, what you were into. Do you think it's not a good thing that we're losing that as we go forward?
I don't think so. I think the personal touch that the doctors give to you when you have a family doctor is just different than walking into a doctor's office and waiting.
Good bed manners.
Absolutely.
What attributes do you look for from your healthcare team? Is it compassion or other virtuous character traits important?
Yeah, to know your patient personally and to care, not just in and out, and no communication other than a medical term or two.
So with that, you know, nowadays, it's really, a lot of these doctor's offices, they are in and out. You know, you go in there, you get your stuff done, and you're out. You answer a lot of questions, obviously, but do you think that with all this technology, that is the reason why?
Could be part of it. There's...
Hurry up and wait.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
Say that again.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
Yeah, because we know our doctor personally and first name basis, and the doctor is somebody that you don't mind picking up the phone and calling.
Exactly.
You know, because she will call you back. And
so some compassion is extremely important for your guys and your doctors, and I do think that having a relationship with your doctor is I mean, it just makes you, even if you aren't, it makes you feel like you're getting really taken care of better than maybe if you even are.
Well, you know? A good example was she called to wish me a happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
You know.
And that's important, especially if you want to keep customers coming back.
Yeah, it is. She's good about calling.
So we have a question. Do you guys have like any first memories that you can maybe remember off the top of your head that you would like to share?
Of what?
Like the first memory that you might be able to remember with your family doctor.
Yeah, I can. My mom was the RN, and she said that the doctors visited her house. Well, my mom would talk to the doctor at work, and she would come home and do the doctoring, which was very good. But she eventually got to be the head nurse in the hospital. So she knew all the doctors, and she knew everything that she needed to know. And when she come home, if I had an ailment, she kind of corrected it. If we didn't, we could go to the doctor. That way they didn't have to come to the house. Mm-hmm. That was way back.
And what about your last experience with the doctor? Was it a send-off, or was it just coming with the new age of time? But the doctor?
Okay, let's repeat that.
More like the last... You guys remember like the last time you seen like your family doctor, and you might remember why, like maybe they just retired, or maybe it's just the new age that caught up to them of doctors that came.
Well, I go every 3 months and have lab work and see the doctor because I have thyroid issues, and they check my thyroid every 3 months to make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do. Now, he don't go but every 6 months because he's never been sick. But he did have the COVID. But other than that, you know, when he went to the hospital, they came back and said, well, we can't find any record of you. And Christina said, I know why. You've never been here. He had never been to the hospital.
That's awesome.
Oh, it is. It really is. He had never been a patient. I mean, he had some cuts and bruises. And what did Dr. Parker do?
Cut up my knee.
Yeah, he cut his knee. But then he had to go back because he left a piece of glass in it.
It was clear, and the x-ray didn't pick it up. And in a month, my knee, I could walk a little, and it was just... fluid with this bill right up. So Mama told me, she said, we'll go back and Dr. Parker straighten it out. So we went back, he found it, and got it out, and that was good.
So a question I love to ask is about polio. A lot of these people that we're interviewing grew up in a time where that was pretty important. I'm assuming you guys both got the shot. I think everybody did at that time.
Yeah.
Do you have an account or remember someone who had polio growing up?
Yeah. Every man had.
Yeah.
Yeah. A friend of ours.
I have a cousin that had it.
Fantastic. That's good to eat. Well, that's not good to eat, but it's good to...
I had to take a nap every day after lunch. That was... And I just didn't have somebody to give me 10 shots and cut my head off because I wouldn't be outdoors all the day.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
But that was the thing. You took an hour nap after lunch. Then you could get up and go.
That's right. So...
And some kids still do that.
Absolutely. Do you guys remember like what it was like being around this person that had polio?
Well, the gentleman that I'm talking about, we really did not get to know them personally when he had polio, but he still had a limp and, you know, issues with his mobility. But he was just another normal guy.
So he wasn't necessarily stuck to a bed, or
he was able to get out and go and move.
Mm-hmm. And do you think being able to get out and go and move, like stay moving, stay busy, do you think that helps with keeping you out of sicknesses?
Absolutely. That helps with anything.
Absolutely.
Don't sit down.
Well, Brett's always had a garden. And for the this year, it's shrunk about the size of this building. But he likes being out in the garden, planting and watching it grow.
Well, that's another good question. So a lot of our diets today, or a lot of the foods that we eat, are processed. They have a lot of sugar. I mean, they're not healthy for you. A lot of these countries are banning things like Red 40. Do you think that the United States should move towards that, being healthier in our diets?
They need to. Not sure
they're
going
the wrong direction.
Absolutely, I agree.
I mean, you know, the fresh meat, vegetables, you know where they come from?
They come from the farmers.
Right on. And when you buy in the store, you don't know where it comes from.
Exactly.
You don't know what's in it, what's been done to it. But, you know.
So when you guys are shopping for foods, knowing your guys' background, especially with like meat, do you guys like go to slaughterhouses, or do you go like buy meat privately through these cattle farmers?
Well, our daughter and her husband have cattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. Cattle, raise it, sell it as show animals, and also as they will have them slaughtered. And you know, you can buy it from her because she goes to the farmer's market every Saturday with the fresh beef, some pork, not as much as the beef because they have, how many?
150 head.
That's what they do.
Right.
We get ours by phone. Hello? We need to
yeah. Like our fridge is running low.
Yeah. Yeah. She was here Sunday and she said, "You all need beef." So that's a good thing to hear.
Absolutely.
You know.
But yes, it works well. You know.
And can you recount of when you were growing up, like say a big storm came through? A lot of these country doctors are known for being tough people. It didn't matter if it was snowing, if it was raining, they would still come and make sure you were okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an account of where you had a doctor come out in any kind of those elements?
No, I don't really remember. I'm sure if there was a need, we did. But we had the doctors out of Kinley,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
yep.
It wasn't really that far for them to come. So.
And these, did they have like an office in Kinley?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
There was four doctors in Kinley, two in each office. And they, you know, they, I'm sure, had to leave their patients sometimes when they did go out. And that was appreciated because you know that they would come out and do their best to look after you. So, yeah, we did all that too. So.
Do you guys have any other questions?
Yeah. So do you guys remember how the pricing would go whenever you had these visits or whenever payment came around?
I'm sorry.
Pricing. Price. What price?
Price of what?
What it cost you.
The services.
Like was it mostly out of pocket or would the insurance cover it?
Now or then?
Then.
Out of pocket.
Absolutely.
A lot of it could have been barbering too. Do you know what barbering is?
Yeah, like you'd get a service and you'd trade it for like some meat or a chicken or eggs.
Cabbage, potatoes, whatever.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of it was done that way.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Any other questions?
So you guys here with country doctors, right? You would know a lot of them. You would have a lot of connection with them. And we were just wondering if you guys are still in contact with maybe like a grandchildren or children of those country doctors that you used to go to?
Well, one of the doctors that came out when I had the headaches a bit, my first cousin married his daughter. So, you know, and now they have children. They don't live here, but they live in Winston-Salem or Charlotte or somewhere like that. So,
These country doctors were like, you know, a lot of doctors in our community now, they're considered to be wealthy people. Like, their practices, they do make money.
Oh.
Were these country doctors people that you would consider to be wealthy people?
More so than us farming.
Absolutely, yeah. You guys have any other questions?
No.
Well,
if you guys have anything else you'd like to talk about, we're more than welcome to. If not,
I think this is a grand idea. Yeah. So what are you going to do with this?
So all of this information is actually sent to ECU. For like their nursing and medical studying programs.
Okay.
And they'll use these interviews for research. If they have any questions, they can go back and look at these interviews. So if you guys would like to watch these interviews, they'll be on ECU's website. And I can get you the link whenever we get out of here from the ladies in here. But that's what this interview is used for. And so I already took AP US History last year. And these guys are going to take it next year, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a project for the AP US History students at Southern.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's. Have you guys been here before?
No. And it's kind of like the Tobacco Museum of McKinley.
Exactly.
I mean, there is more people that have never been than there has people that live here.
Exactly.
Than the ones of us that grew up. Of course, the Tobacco Museum wasn't there back then, but we keep hearing rumors that they're having a hard time.
I've heard that too.
Financing, staying open, you know. So, and that's a shame.
My mama's got some pens somewhere up there in this museum.
Really?
She gave the museum way back when she retired from nursing. We've been in the medical high up in our life until my mama died and passed away. She got hurt and went to see your mama.
That's right. Do you remember your mom being fairly busy growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was night supervisor of the hospital that I was born in. And then when they built a new hospital, my daddy had a heart attack. So she decided she was done. She told him she wouldn't be nursing. She was going to look after him. Well, he got doing better and better. And when they built a new hospital, that lady that was supervisor had some issues, had a girl that was working was going to have a baby, and she needed some help. So she called my mom and asked her if she'd come work 6 months. She told her. She died after the husband said, but she might go help her. Well, he called back. She did, and she called her and told her that she'd be glad to help her 6 months. She stayed 18 and a half years.
Yep, sounds about right.
And my daddy got sick again, and she retired then and didn't ever go back. And that was right at the beginning of the hospital.
Well, we really appreciate you guys coming.
Oh, wow.
And if you guys do want the link to watch these interviews, you can watch. I mean, they've been doing this for almost 15 years, I think.
I think.
No, obviously COVID stopped that, but absolutely. We thank y'all for coming.
Well, do you go to school here for all your classes?
Yeah.